Welcome to Hustle and Pro Season 2, talking sports in Frisco from youth to pro. Now here's your host, Kelly Walker.
Welcome to Hustle and Pro, where we talk all different sports at all levels. Today, we're hitting the pro level, talking to one of our favorite Texas Legends players, Brandon Fields. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited to talk to you. Again, we've talked before. I don't know if you remember, but I've been to some practices and media days, and we've had a few quick chats before. So I want to ask you a couple of our quick hits just off the top to get to know you a little better. So who is your favorite athlete of all time?
Kobe Bryant.
I knew you were going to say that. I think I've asked you that before off yeah. air. So do you have any good superstitions? Any game day superstitions you got to do?
I have like a playlist, and there's a lot of songs. It's like probably like 10 songs that I have to listen to before the game. And one of them for sure, out of all the 10, I listen to a gospel song before every game, just because I'm a religious person, and I believe that if I go out there, and my superstition is if I listen to gospel before I play, I won't get hurt.
Yeah, that's good. Any gospel song, or just like a specific one on that playlist that you have to have?
It's a song by Kirk Franklin and I think Common, maybe.
So it's like a specific one that you want to hear.
Yeah, it's from Kirk Franklin. Hold on, let me get it for you. We haven't played in so long.
Right. Yeah, I'm like that too. I have a playlist when I'm working out, and there's a specific few gospel songs that come on that it just changes my attitude.
Right. It's
that
Kirk
moment.
And Pharrell, and it's called 1-2-3 Victory. It's like an upbeat gospel song.
Oh, cool. I don't know it, so I'll go look for it. Awesome. All right, so what's your favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movies, Blue Chips.
Blue Chips. That's a good one. I haven't had that one on here yet. Okay, now I usually ask a quick hit about farthest distance that you've traveled for sports, but for you, that's kind of crazy because there's so many. I'm going to throw out a few of them. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think these are places that you've been before for basketball. Romania, Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Lithuania, Ukraine, and Italy.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. So when you set out on your basketball career, was, you know, seeing Europe, seeing the world, was that even anything you fathomed would happen?
No, I didn't. I was so closed off because of just my upbringing. I always just stayed in Texas, stayed in Arlington. And so when I actually went I did all these places, and I seen so much of the world, it broadened my the way I think about, you know, different things in life. And just, I'm very cultured now, and I always sit back and think, like, I never thought that I would go to the places that I've been.
Yeah. So one of the first times I met you, I asked the whole team, like, who had the most stamps on their passport or something, maybe.
Right.
And I feel like you and Kostas were like competing about who had been the most places. And I thought y'all were joking. I was like, how in the world? That's crazy. Did you pick up any languages anywhere?
When I was in Japan, which is one of like the hardest languages to learn, I actually learned, because I was there for like 10 months straight. And I actually learned a little bit, but it didn't stick. I probably remember, like, you know, I remember thank you and little small words, but
little things.
That's the only country where the language kind of stick, because the other countries, the European countries, those languages kind of sounded similar to me, so I would mix things up.
Oh yeah, I bet. I mean, and it's not like you live there permanently. I mean, with any language, if you don't use it, you lose it. So,
right. But
that's cool. I bet you know a lot more little bits of languages than most people. Have you gone back to any of those places, or do you want to? Are there specific places that you would go, like take your family?
Probably Japan. Japan is my favorite place to play at. So I'll probably end up going back there one day. But European countries, probably not. I've lived in them for so long that I probably wouldn't go back, because I've traveled every the countries that I've been into. I've traveled. I did sightseeing and all that while I was there. So I really don't have no interest. The traveling I'll be going to is like Caribbeans and stuff like that, tropical islands.
Yeah, beach guy. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so you've obviously spent time with different teams over the years. Now that you're here with the Legends, I'm curious, like, what do you see with the Legends that's different? Because I know what I think I see, but I'm the only here in this market, so I don't know. I think there's something special here, but what do you see?
First off, is my home. That's the most important part, that I'm at home and I get to be with my family and my friends that haven't seen me play since I was 17. So
wow.
That's a big part. But the organization side of it, they're very accepting of my family. My family feels like, you know, that's home for them. Like, they make my kids feel, you know, very welcome. They make my wife feel very welcome. You know, it's just a very professional organization. Not too many teams, if any, has valet for practice and for games.
Oh, for practice too.
Yeah, we have the choice to do valet for practice, but cool. Yeah, that gets expensive. So I kind of just park myself.
Well, see, you're one of the few guys that, I mean, okay, you're the oldest guy on the team, right?
Right.
Okay. And you're not the only one that's married, but you're one of the few that's like got a life, kind of an adult life, you know, outside of the arena. Most of the guys are just like fresh out of school or whatever. Right. And they're living in apartments. They're all together and maybe they get shuttled back and forth. Right. So right. You're kind of one of the few veterans who can drive yourself to practice and
right.
the valet. Right.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Oh, so go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it was a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yeah. And you're also one of the few, who gets to kiss those cute little kiddos like courtside. I've seen you. So they come and watch you play. I've seen you before games, I think.
Yeah, before games.
Yeah. How old are they? Tell me about your family.
My son is 4 and my daughter is 7. And they both love basketball. My son's been loving basketball since he came out the womb. And then my daughter, she's a daddy's girl. And I used to try to make her play when she was my son's age. And she never wanted to play. And I think it's because she sees me playing so much, she just gravitated to it. And then I created a team for her called the Unicorns. She's a girly girl. I created a team for her called the Unicorns, and they have pink uniforms and rainbow socks. And I made it fun for her. And now she loves basketball. She loves Kobe.
Oh, good.
And she watched all his old highlights, and she's got a fetish with basketball now. And both of my kids doing so. I'm blessed to have my kids love basketball.
Yeah, that's nice when they can love what you love. I have a boy and a girl also, like you. And one of them has already quit my favorite sport, so that hurts a little bit. But
what's your favorite sport?
Well, I'm a softball player. I mean, I grew up playing different sports, so soccer and softball, and I cheered and tennis and all kinds of different things. But and basketball when I was little, but like, I still play softball, and just that's kind of my thing, baseball. And so my oldest gave that up at, like, age 6. She was already done. So that's gone. She plays other sports, which is fine, but, like, you know, not my love. But our son is still doing baseball and soccer, so, and basketball. So he's almost 10. So we'll see here in a year or two what he kind of, you know, focuses on a little bit more. I think he would love for it to be basketball, but he's a little bitty guy. So we'll see if he ever gets his growth spurt and allows that to happen. But he loves Legends. We all love coming to the games. But yeah, your kids, I bet that's like a prime age for them to be out there courtside, seeing all the action. And
Yeah. They've been to different countries too. So they've seen my daughter more than my son because of the age. But they've been to different countries, and they always sit, you know, pretty close, and they get to see me for the games and stuff. So. It's been blessed.
That's awesome. And so I would love to, like, your perspective as a player, but also as a dad, like, in season versus now, when your season was cut short, unfortunately, this year, and when you're at home more than ever. So what's the team chemistry like? I've heard from talking to some of my Legends friends that you guys have been talking about that lately. So what are you guys doing, if any, to keep, you know, some team chemistry going when your season didn't finish out like you wanted it to?
We have a group chat that everybody at least checks in with each other, probably like once a week. And, you know, we send different things to each other in the group chat. And honestly, on the other teams that I've been in, I've been playing for 10 years. This is one of the teams. It's probably like this team, and I had a team in Japan that was close. And we all just bonded. It was just a perfect mesh almost. And we all talk to each other. Like, to this day, we still, you know, check in on each other, because it was more like a brotherhood, regardless of, you know, G-League's up and down.
Yeah, and everybody moves so much.
Right, right. But we always – it is a core of guys that, you know, we always stay together. Even the guys that might have been traded and things like that, they still stayed in the group chat, and we just created a special bond.
Cool. Does this offseason feel different than others since – you know, it ended differently with, I mean, you guys got most of your season in.
Right.
I mean, home games, you only cut a couple, right? But still, I mean, it wasn't, you know, just like with everything right now, the ending wasn't what you would normally have felt. So is this like postseason, does it feel different with your teammates?
Way, way different. Because we have to now, you can't use gyms, you know what I mean? Basketball gyms or weight training. So all of us have had to find ways to stay in shape and to work on our games. And I always tell people it's come back to our childhood days, to where I have my kids go outside in front of my house, and normally I just train them on it, because we don't train on concrete. We don't want to, you know, put too much pressure on our joints and knees, but that's the only, you know, way to work out now. So
right.
I used to work out in the, like at like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I had to stop because – it's hot outside, so now I have to get up early in the morning, or I have to work out late, right before the sun goes down, so that it won't be too hot.
You're probably more thankful now than ever for that awesome
facility
at the Star and the arena. Yeah, you probably never realized, right, until you can't go there, how bad you really do want to go there, and how bad you need those facilities. Just like that small difference from being on the hardwoods to the concrete. I mean, yeah, you'll kill your knees if you –
I will never take it for granted.
Did you watch any of it's been a while now, but did you watch when they aired the horse, I don't know who did it, ESPN or somebody, when they aired the horse on TV, and it was like old pros, current pros?
The horses, you said?
Like the game horse. Like
I think I seen Chauncey Billups. They were doing I seen it.
Yeah. And it was cool because then you got to see what everybody's different home setups look like.
Right, right. Like, I actually participated in it was like a fundraiser for COVID, and it was a three-point contest. And I was shooting against like high school kids, and it was on Instagram Live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I participated in something like that.
From your house?
From my house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool to see the different – I mean, some of these guys have full courts. I mean, you know, they've played their whole life. They've been in the NBA their whole career. And, they have, full-blown indoor courts. And then there's some that's, backyard or side of the house, concrete with one goal. They could hardly even – you could tell there wasn't even, enough room for, a real three.
Right.
They're, step up in front of their garage door or something. It was kind of entertaining. Uh-huh. Okay, so being one of the oldest on the team, what's next? I mean, what do you do on the side, or what do you do, or what's your future look like when it's not playing basketball?
So I have my own business. I have my own car dealership. It's online, but I have a warehouse in DeSoto, Texas, where I keep my cars, and then I sell them online, and I use various websites to put them online and promote. And my cousin, he runs it while I'm in season. And then when I'm out of season, I help him run it more, go to auctions and, you know, look at cars and check them out. So I just have my own business going. And then I also train kids. So I have my own basketball training business as well.
So what's this car? What's the niche? Is it a certain kind of cars?
It's based off luxury cars. Right now, we haven't been getting as many luxury cars because of the economy, and we kind of want to – they're used luxury cars.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of, you know, some of them are kind of expensive. So right now we've been getting, you know, kind of like cash cars because of, you know, the economy is down and people don't have as much money right now. So we're trying to cater to
budgets.
Man, yeah.
Budgets people do have. Yeah. What do you want to tell us what it's called?
Dallas Luxury Autos.
Dallas Luxury Autos. Have you always been like a car guy? Is that something that just, is that like a personal interest? So you made it into a business?
Yeah, I always gravitated to cars. When I was in college, I think I had like maybe like 6 cars in 4 years or like 7 cars in 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I always loved cars since I was young. And it's always been like a kind of like a fetish for me. And so I just turned it into a business. It's something I've been playing basketball so long, and it's, you know, this is my love, and it don't feel like I'm working. And so I still want to keep that same, you know, it doesn't feel like I'm working on outside of basketball.
Yeah. So in season, I mean, you're busy, I'm sure, and your cousin helps you, but are you pretty hands-on when you're not playing basketball then? Are you able to like be in the business, and do you get involved in the auction buying? That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. So when I'm in season, I just answer emails and messages that I get on social media and stuff about cars, and then I just forward everything to him and he deals with it. But out of season, I go to the auctions, like I bid on cars. It was hard at first because of how they talk, but now I know like the ins and outs of everything. So yeah. It's actually fun. It's hard. Like I didn't know it was this hard because I have to, you know, you have to go outside and check the cars out first and then come in, no matter the weather, and then come in and then bid on them and things like that. But
and you have to have your research done. You have to know, like, I'm sure you have to go into it knowing, like, what's my top amount? Like, what's this worth, and what am I willing to pay? And you have to, I mean, I'm guessing it's an auction, so I'm guessing you have to think quick and make a quick decision.
Quick decisions. I'm talking about split second decisions, because you could get a car and, you know, those cars are used. The cars that we buy are used. So you have to check, you have to do your research. So like, it's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And so if
that's,
you get the wrong car, you might have to come out a lot of money out of pocket, you know, to fix whatever, because I'm not selling nobody a car that's, you know, that doesn't work or that will, you know, break down on them, because my name is on it and I want to keep, you know, my business, you know, name good.
That's a pretty big side gig you got going on. So you'll be the one filling up the valet with the sweet car. So I should have asked you as part of the quick hits, like, what's your favorite car?
My favorite car? See, that's hard because I love cars. I'll give you my favorite coupe car, which is like a two-door car. I want a Rolls Royce Wraith. So I want, that's more eventually what I want is a Wraith.
A Wraith. Okay. I don't even know what that is. Okay. So Rolls Royce Wraith. All right. So what else? Is that a fast car?
No, it's not fast. I mean, it's just like a, like kind of like a luxury car, high-end car. And then favorite car really is like, I'm into trucks right now. I have a lifted truck, and I'm always going to have a truck.
So can't take the Arlington out of the guy, huh?
Yeah, can't take it. Can't take it out of me. I love trucks and traffic. You know, Dallas has traffic. So I get respect when I'm in traffic, when I'm in a big truck.
Yeah. So you, I mean, you play up here in Frisco, but are you still living like around your hometown area?
No, I live in Frisco as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in Frisco as well. I go to my hometown, you know, here and there, but yeah, Frisco is my home. I live like 10 minutes away from the arena.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice and convenient. Same here. That's why we're there all the time. If we're not in Legends season at a Legends game, we're next door at the Rough Riders. And if we're not at the Rough Riders watching baseball, we're over at Toyota Stadium watching soccer.
Right.
we're always out somewhere.
We have good sports out here. That's right. We got all of them. We even got hockey as well.
Yep, we do. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for taking time out. It was good to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe however you listen to your podcast, and we'll see you guys next week on Hustle and Pro.